Well, everybody is here, but Christian Beasley is absent and excused. Can I get county staff introductions?
Judith Rodriguez from Brunswick Planning.
And I know Blanca will be in later, so we'll add her to it. Public comment. This is a period devoted to the comments by general public about the items on the agenda. No discussion or actions or votes may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak as in the individual hearing section items at this time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium. We have a mic right here. Clearly state your name and address and spelling for the records. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by chairperson or board council by majority vote. We did staff introductions. Blanca, do you want to do yours?
Yes, Blanca Vasquez, Clark County Commissioner, Jim Gibson's
office. Can I get approval for the minutes for January 13th, 2026?
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes of January 13th, 2026.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the minutes for January 13th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Can I get a approval for the agenda dated January 27th, 2026?
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, January 27th, 2026. With the following change, we have a hold on item number 1, WS 250461, Nelson, Jeremy, and Katie. That's been moved to 210-26.
There's a motion on the floor with the hold of item agenda item number 1. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? And just so anybody knows, if anybody is here for the Nelson, Jeremy, Katie waiver of development standards, they are not presenting tonight, and you can either stay with us for the rest of the night or you can depart. We ask that everybody turn during this meeting. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more of the agenda items in consideration. The board council may remove the item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the proposed agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commissioners, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commissioners, PC, for final action. Please turn off all phones, mute, or in electrical devices. Please take any private conversation outside the room. You can either go out here or in the office area over there, and you can come back in at any time. With 48 hours advance request, a sign interpreter could have been presented for you. And then we have any supporting materials provided by board council members for this meeting may be requested from our secretary, Maureen. Supporting materials that will be available on Clark County Department Services at 500 Grand Parkway, 6th floor. Supporting materials, it will be available at county website, which is clarkcountynv.gov at Paradise tab. And we're going to move forward right into the agenda to item number 2. And that is TM 2550218. Kavinson Homes LLC tentative map consisting of 22 multiple family resident units and a common lots on 1.26 acres in an RM18 residential multifamily zone, generally located east of Pecos Road and south of Oquendo Road within Paradise. Are you here to present? And if you could just state your name and address, and then we have the visual aid right there if you want to put something up for everybody. See, I don't. You can put it right on that side, right? Yep, and then it should be on to where, is it on?
Yeah.
And then use the mic?
Yep, state your name and address, please.
Yep. I'm turning on.
I'm Josh Owen, 7080 Los Angeles Street. I am here on behalf of the applicant. This project is at the south east corner of Pecos and Oquendo. It is a 22-unit multifamily development. The intended map of the project does have approved plans, and it is currently under construction. This tentative map will support the recordation of a condo map. The
does anybody have any questions?
No, wait, as soon as you get, are you done presenting?
That's.
Is that it? Okay.
I think so.
So is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one closing it to the public, I'm going to open it to the board, and they might have questions for you. Does anybody have any questions?
Nope. We need something on that corner.
Yeah.
What's that?
So do you
we
want
need
make a
something on that corner.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve subject to staff's conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You move forward.
Thank you.
Thank you. You go to PC on 2-3.
Okay.
Okay, agenda item number 3, UC250851 FC Income Property LLC use permit for a proposed kennel in conjunction with an existing commercial center on a 0.38 acre portion of a 2.87 acre site in a CG commercial general zone within airport overlay and the Maryland Parkway MPO overlays, generally located north of Flamingo Road and east of Cambridge Street within Paradise. Are you here to present? This is like the second time, right? Did we hold this one last time?
I don't think so. But
I don't remember them being here last time.
Trailer?
Yeah.
Okay. To the end?
Yeah,
okay.
There was a major accident.
Okay, we're going to trail that one to the end. We're going to move to agenda item number 4, UC250893 Pacific Place Site LLC use permit for an instructional tutoring facility within a commercial industrial complex on a portion of 25.12 acres in an IL industrial light zone, generally located south of Spring Mountain Road and east of Polaris Avenue within Paradise. Is the presenter here for that one? Come on up. And if you do have anything you want to show us, you can put it up there and then just state your name and address.
Okay, perfect. Hello.
Is it on?
Hello.
There you go.
Hello, everyone. My name is Daniel Salazar. Address for the business.
You're speaking. So
okay. 3718 Sanucci Court, Las Vegas, Nevada. 89141. So yes, I'm here representing
you
Williams.
What we're going to do is I should come over here and just you don't have to speak to the
everyone
to the board. So you don't have to. You can just speak to us. And
oh,
then.
Perfect. Okay. Sounds good.
I saw you kind of trying to figure that one out. Okay, go ahead.
Well,
thank you.
Great. Yes, so I'm representing Williams School LLC, and so we are looking for a special use permit to change our zoning to a. Instruction tutoring facility, and so yeah, we have a poker dealer program that we were wanting to start, and this would help us to accomplish that.
Okay, is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one closing it to the public, I'm going to open it to the board. What exactly, I'm just curious, what is it that you're going to be doing?
Sure, it's a professional poker dealer program.
Okay, like training for poker?
Yes.
Like exactly. For the casinos and stuff? Okay.
Can I ask you, it says here
yes.
Something about languages. You're also teaching languages?
So for this, it's going to be specifically for the professional poker dealer program, although we do have a multilingual staff, and so that's someone that we're targeting for the application for this program, so we have Chinese speakers, Spanish speakers, and so that's going to be part of that.
Okay.
You don't say anything about that in here.
Right, it's on the.
On the next?
Yeah, right here. This is what she's giving us.
Oh, okay. Right.
Basically, I think they were just justifying that they could do bilingual different people.
I was looking at the site plan request.
Well, it says it provide, you know, instruction in English as a second language.
Yeah.
Yeah, so exactly. It sounds to me like it's more of a language school. I didn't know it was primarily
yes.
A gambling school.
Yes,
go ahead.
Oh, yes, of course. So we'll be focusing on helping students get certificates, but there are a lot of native Chinese speakers or native Spanish speakers. So in order for them to get jobs in the casinos, they also have to have a level of English. And so we're not giving ESL certificates. We're just helping with that factor. So
would you say you're more of a language tutoring facility than a, I don't know, is that a different use permit? Would it be a different use permit for any kind of, because it's not real gambling, it's just like, would it be a different use permit? Because he's saying, no, he could do both at both facilities and it wouldn't matter.
From what I'm understanding, they're going to be teaching
but I guess what
card
the,
games, but in different languages.
I guess what the, but the permit is not, they haven't even mentioned, unless I missed that because I didn't see that. I just saw the instruction for tutoring facility within a commercial.
Yeah.
And then she read, which I kind of took it as a language school. Mm-hmm. So would it, I mean,
It's
be the same.
It's an instructional facility.
So that wouldn't matter.
That's the only use.
Okay.
Yeah. You can teach whatever you want.
What?
Pretty kind of way clear.
Yeah. So I'm going to make a motion to approve if nobody has any other questions with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You're good to go. I would just make that a little clearer when you're present, you know, so you don't get as many questions. It might just help you.
Of course, thank you very much.
Have a good day.
And you go to the Planning Commission on the 17th of February.
Perfect, yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, the next one. WS250817 Patrick IRA Family Trust and Patrick IRAC Treasury Waiver of Development Standards to reduce the rear setback in conjunction with an existing single family residence on a 0.15 acre in an RS 5.2 residential single family 5.2 zone, generally located Cherokee Avenue and west of Rosewood Drive within Paradise. Are you here to present?
Yes.
Just go ahead and grab the mic and state your name and address for the record.
Yes, my name is Ira Patrick and address is 3981 Cherokee Avenue East, Las Vegas. And what I'm doing, I started a room addition back in 83, took out permits and everything for it. They let the permits lapse, and then in 85 I redid the permits, continuing with the building and everything, just putting a room addition on the back of the house. And at that particular time, the setback was 10 foot from the rear of the wall. But today's standard, they changed it to 20 foot. And my addition is 17.9 feet, I believe, or 17 feet 9 inches from the rear property line. So I'm here to get a easement or reduce setback for that particular thing. So.
Okay. Do you have any pictures or anything or any of your permits that you originally had?
Excuse me. This is the original permits.
Back in the day. 85. Some backdated. That's amazing. Easter house these. These are.
Yeah. And you know.
And then the
plans. Existing plans. Okay. These are some of the cards that were sent out to the.
To the neighbors.
I went down to the planning department and she Xeroxed them or copied them and putting them into record.
You have a picture of your home and the addition on it.
Yes.
Oh, wait, Renee, hold on. I gotta open it to the public. Hold on 2 seconds. And then we can
have to respond to me. Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Just give me 1 second. I just wanted to have. If they already have these, do you want these again?
No. But
they don't have the yellow one.
I was gonna say this one.
Okay.
But they do have these. These are just copies that they made for me.
Okay. So you might want to keep those.
I can present that to you guys or whatever.
So you have a lot of support. So do you have any other items that you want to present and show, like to us at all?
Well.
Like any, because you have these and then you had your permits. Is there anything else that
She was asking about the...
Yeah, I have to do steps first. I have to let you finish your presentation, then I open it to the public, and then I'll give it to her to open all her questions to you. So okay. I just want to make sure you got to present everything you wanted to present and show us.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so let's do this really quick. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item?
I'm his neighbor. I live next door.
Okay, so if you want to speak for him or whatever you need to say, you have to speak your name and address and then for the record.
Okay. My name is Mark Barnett. I live at 3973 East Cherokee Avenue. I'm directly west of Mr. Patrick's house. I've been living there for 35 years. He's been there longer than that. And, you know, just all of a sudden this came up that the rule had changed. And I don't have any problem with it.
Okay.
Yeah, not a bit.
Okay.
Not one bit.
We appreciate you coming.
What was your address again?
3973. Yeah.
He's right here. Is there anybody else in the public that would like to speak on this item? Seeing nobody, closing it to the board or to the public, and now I'm going to open it to the board. Renee, there you go.
I just wondered if you had a picture of your house and the addition. As it says today, I have an overhead of it, but I don't have.
This is the back view of the addition.
Okay. You don't have like the whole backyard or anything of the view of that. Just the entrance to the addition. And if you don't, that's okay.
And this is like it's kind of like the layout of this.
And you had, when you built it, I'm sure you did because I noticed you did, you had permits and everything.
Yes,
everything
ma'am.
Was. And they have those.
But it's, you know, it's 40 years old, and I ran into some problems. That's why I didn't get it finished. And I got the room finished, but I just didn't get the finals. I got most of the inspections stated on here where they were checked off and everything. I just didn't
get
the final on it. So I'm just... Like I said, they changed the setback room from 10 foot to 20 foot, and got cut in the middle.
Well, the note I made was, is there any proof that he got a permit back then? Because we hear all the time people say, oh, well, I bought it that way, or it was done back then. You have it. So I believe you just forgot the final step, and
yes, ma'am.
No one's... complained, nobody came out and said there's an issue before now. They obviously approved the plans. And
I'm bringing this to you guys. Nothing was contacting me to
right.
hey, so, you did something wrong.
Right. So
well,
I
live on Cherokee, but the west side
uh-huh.
of Sand Hill.
Oh.
And the other side, a lot of improvements have been going on. People are doing things, a lot of hardworking people down in there that are doing things as they can afford to do it. And he's lived there a long time. How long have you been in the house?
Since 78.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, no, there's no reminders, and you kind of expect these people to know this stuff when they really don't.
Well, I'm just happy that he did most of it.
So I would like to go ahead and make a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, you're going to move forward.
Those
to
are the if approved conditions, by the way.
Okay, thank you. You look good for your age.
You moved forward.
You lived there since 1978. I've been in the mouth of my head going, wow.
Yeah.
And you're going to go to the PC on 217.
Correct.
Okay. And just make sure you take everything just like you did. You did great. We appreciate it. It makes it a little easier.
Thank you.
No worries. Okay, I think I'm going to call 6 and 7, we're going to read together, right?
Yep.
Okay. WS250879 Stone Land Holding LLC waivers of development standards for the following: eliminate street landscaping, increase retaining wall height, 3 increase accessory structure height, and 4 eliminate full offsite improvements. Design review for proposal single family resident development of a 4.28 acre in a RS10 residential single family zone, generally located east of Topaz Road, south of Olita Avenue within Paradise. Number 7, TM2550214 DFA LLC, tentative map consisting of 10 single family resident lots and common lots on a 4.28 acres in an RS110 residential single family zone, generally located east of Topaz Street and south of Olita Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening, Jeff Kovacevic and Rick Barron here tonight on behalf of the applicant. Just a PSA, there was a very bad accident on Trauma Canyon.
Yes.
So I barely made it here, just to the extent of everybody's leaving to try to avoid Trauma Canyon. So the location of the property is just north of Serene Avenue. It is east of Topaz and south of Oleta or Lita, colored in yellow. The property today, if you live out there, you know, it's actually been graded, and it is zoned RS10 today. That's the zoning that sits on it. This shows you where the master plan sits. And interestingly, the master plan, as noted in your staff report, allows up to 5 units to the acre. But when you're out there, you know, if you know this Serene area, you know that there's quite a bit of half-acre lots. Some smaller as you get over into this area right here and over here, but you know, certainly along Serene there's half-acre homes, there's some that are larger than that. And so the proposal that is before you today doesn't require any type of zone change, but we do require a tentative map and some waivers, and I'll go through those. So the tentative map and waivers and site design review that goes with this is required, is asking for a total of 10 lots. The prior development that caused the site to be graded had 15 lots on it. So this is a reduction of that, going down to 15. The access into the site would be off of Topaz from a 38-foot wide private street. And then these hash lines right here are drainage. There's a little bit of drainage here, and I'm going to let Rick talk about that when we get to that part of the presentation. Each of the yellow squares represents where the houses would be. We are not proposing any two-story homes, only single-story homes. The height of the homes would be 21 feet. That's our tallest single-story model. And then we do offer an option for casitas. And with the casitas, we have heights of 14 feet to 17 feet, but you will note one of the waivers is for a casita height to go to 17 feet, and that correlates to, which I'll show you some exhibits of, the pitch of one of our roof lines for a single story home that's at 21 feet. That casita would match in terms of roof pitch for that maximum roof. So again, the maximum heights that we would have is 21 feet for the main structure and 17 feet for a casita that matches that particular model with the slightly more modern and tilted roof pitch. The homes range in size themselves from 3675 to 3780 square feet. The density of the overall project is 2.33. So the project itself is less than half the density that the master plan calls for, but again, I think more appropriate to what the area has in terms of development, 5 would not be appropriate in this location. We do have waivers that I want to go through, and I'll start with waivers 1. What did I just do? What just happened? What did I do? Oh, that's right. It was magic. So waivers 1A and 1B, that is the deletion of the sidewalk and landscaping along Topaz and Olita. The county now requires in their code a detached sidewalk on all streets. When you drive out here, there is no presence of sidewalk at all. And so keeping with those rural standards, we're asking to not put in any street, any detached sidewalk or street landscaping on Alita or Topaz. Waiver number two is the wall height. So this, their slope, and again, Rick's gonna talk a little bit about this, but this wall height waiver is specific to lots 2 through 5 and down this side right here. So the waiver itself, we think it's written kind of funny. The total height is 12 feet. That includes 6 feet of retaining and a 6-foot screen wall. It is not a 12-foot retaining wall sitting on top of some other wall. And again, that would sit at its highest point here on lots 2, 3, 4, 5, and it wraps around. The reason why we have that is the site headed toward from south to north drops 8 feet. And so because the site topography drops 8 feet, and because of the drainage issues that we have a limited area on this north and side lot of 5 on the east where we need to ask for that taller overall wall height. Then we have the increase in the height of the accessory structure. Code would allow 14 feet. We're asking to go from 14 feet to 17 feet just for one of the particular accessory casitas that we have. And then finally, we have waivers 4A and B, which again, it kind of relates back to 1A and 1B, that we are asking to waive curb, gutter, sidewalk, and street lights. There aren't street lights out in the area. I think that is putting them in would be inconsistent with what the area has in general. So we would be asking to not put that in. We would be putting in paving. We would be putting in pavement along Topaz and pavement along Alita. Our water is coming in off of Topaz, and it is anticipated that sewer's coming up McLeod and down Alita right over here. So sewer comes from the east and water comes from the west. I'll show you a couple of the elevations so you can get an idea. I believe this is the pitch that meets the 21 feet. So this is the single story model that is the tallest. As mentioned, we had, they measure it to the top of the pitch, and this particular model takes this pitch to 21 feet. So let me just pull out the casita to show you what goes with that. So this gives you an idea, again, it's that sloping roof pitch for the casita that goes up a little bit taller, and that's the only model we have where we would be asking for the maximum height to be 17 feet. I would like to, if it's okay with the chair, turn it over to Rick to talk through the drainage issues in the area, which I know we've received some questions on, so I'd like to hand it to him.
Thank you,
excuse can me, you I'm sorry, your, before you start,
sure.
Can you repeat your name? I know she said.
Rick Barron, 801 South Rancho. So I'd like to start by discussing the retaining wall and then we go into the drainage. Essentially what we're looking to do is not elevate the site any further. We are using the existing grading as much as possible with modifications to now accommodate the 10 lots rather than 15 that was previously proposed. So there will be some slight variances there. The existing cut, if anyone's been out on the north side there, you can see from the grading, there's a sheer descent down to existing grade. That's essentially the portion we'll be retaining. It's not 12 feet in height, it's roughly 6 foot maximum. So as it relates to drainage, we've got some drainage in this area here. We've definitely got drainage coming down, a drainage easement through here. We're looking to perpetuate that drainage into its historical locations. There's been some concern out there with some flooding on the Serene Avenue area. As far as any flows that impact this site, we will be subject to meeting all of the drainage criteria for the county, as well as using the most current information related to any of the drainage patterns in the area, development that's occurred since the site was developed, and any, there's been some changes technically on some of the drainage requirements. So with that, I'm here to answer any questions related to the drainage. Did I capture everything?
Okay, I just have to open it to the public first, and then if anybody would like to speak on this agenda item, come forward, say your name and address, and then please direct the board, and we'll get the questions answered for you.
Okay. Elizabeth Buchwald, B-U-C-H-W-A-L-D, 3180 East Serene Avenue, Henderson 89074. Great presentation. I applaud that they want to reduce it from 15 to 10, absolutely. I question the height of the retaining wall. I have 8 feet behind me that I had to fight hard for with the county. Got it. On the other side, which you're talking about because the property dips down, it's 14 feet and completely illegal. It won't fall on my property, it'll fall on theirs. The other thing I'm concerned about is the elimination of the landscaping. I find that curious and not sure I like that. The drainage is a big part of this. What happened with my, I was part of this. My husband and I have lived here since 1989. When the developer came behind me in 2004 and 2005, they decided they wanted to do all sorts of things. I have a working wash on the property. There's to the north, to the south. To the north, they bulldozed it. They thought they knew better than Mother Nature. They did not. The county never cleans out the drain. It comes 20 feet. My wash is a working wash. It is Mother Nature inspired and built, and it's dirt and rocks, and it works. So their flooding comes back onto my property. They've never cared, the developers, they've never cared. They just thought they knew better than anybody. So I'm concerned for my neighbors that this will have the same impact if they bulldoze the wash or the flooding. There has been many, many changes on Serene Avenue and on the Henderson side. There are sidewalks, lots of them. On the Henderson side. On the county side, no, we don't have them. And that's fine. But you have to realize with the development, every time they bulldoze something to build something, the water changes. So historical data, it's useless. You need to talk to the homeowners, the people who live there. We know where the water goes. Whoever comes out there with their technology, and believe me, I've seen it, because it was done on my property, it was done on my neighbors. They put in some holes into the retaining wall that are dry, because the water never went there. I told them that. They didn't listen. So I'm concerned for my neighbors that they would have the same problems that I still have today with ponding a lake in my backyard because they built this giant wall in the back. So basically what I would say to the developers is basically do the right thing. Talk to the neighbors. Do the right thing about the drainage, the landscaping, and just make it nice. So that's it for now.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this agenda item? To state your name and your address, please.
Eric Christensen, 1853 Desert Forest Way in Henderson. My only question is just a little clarification on the sewage. Where is the sewage line coming from and how does it run and where does it go from their property? That's my only question.
And where do you live in the neighborhood?
We own the property directly behind there. We own one of the acre lots. So I live in Green Valley.
Okay.
But we own the lot. If you look at the picture of the property,
can
one
you
of
show,
the vacant
show me
lots.
Where, sure. What lot?
we are this one right here.
You're the one facing Serene. You're on Serene.
We are on Serene, okay. Not on Topaz.
Right, you're the one next to it, next to Kim Seibert, the white and gray.
Yeah, it has all those mounds. Yeah, so yeah, there's yeah, all those mounds. That's our lot.
Okay. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on this item? Once I close it to the public, I can't reopen it. Seeing nobody else, we're going to open it back up for questions. Do you want to go ahead and answer? I think there's like his question and then her question. I know that we had discussed about the having a new flood study done. That was one of my questions. But if you wanted to answer his question.
His question, I was rushing my papers trying to find the map. It was about sewer. Okay, that's what I thought, that I got myself turned around. So hopefully this answers the question. Here's Topaz right here. His lot is in this area.
Right, it's right in front.
We're going to bring water up the Topaz side and then into our site. And then if you move over to right,
it's right
here,
yeah.
This is where, well, even though weirdly down here it doesn't say McLeod, but
it's on the opposite side. It's McLeod on our side.
Yeah, on your side it's McLeod. Yes. So when you come up the cloud, then you take it down Olita for sewer.
That's right. There's existing sewer located at the corner there of Olita and McLeod. We will be coming down a public right of way that's already been dedicated to access that sewer.
And then, did you want to answer the retaining wall question? More information about that share? Concern with the retaining wall and the height?
Yeah, I'm going to show you an exhibit. Again, part of this may change slightly. I don't know if we can zoom in any further. I'm going to try to explain it from here. Part of it may potentially change as we do the drainage study, so that's something to keep in mind. But what we are currently showing is a 6-foot max retainer there and grading to the street location there. You can see the existing grade. Existing grade drops slightly lower. We'll be installing the street over top of that existing grade. So that's where we're proposing the 6-foot retaining wall. Again, that is the air, the northerly boundary of the site through here, and then daylighting it as it catches the grade through here. As it relates to the drainage, and I think this is an important part of this, we are happy to look at how that flow comes into the site. And if it's ponding there, one thing we cannot do is we do not have rights to on anybody's property to fix a drainage related issue. But if there's ponding and we need to work with those neighbors, what we would tell you is we'll have to get a permission to do so. And if we can help fix that area, we're more than happy to do that. We do not want ponding in the area. We certainly don't want flooding in the area. We have limitations on it. We have rights to fix under our own ownership.
And the only other thing, I don't think it was a question, she was just vocalizing about landscaping, you know, and I'm familiar because, of course, I'm going to come, I live in this area. It is my home. And I'm very particular about certain things, and my neighbors have made it voicefully that they do. We like the openness. We don't like the sidewalks. We've changed a little bit. We do have sidewalks, which one of the things they did, I don't know if you're aware of it, around the roundabouts, they put sidewalks and dropped them into nowhere.
Yeah.
And so my always thought is like the inner roads, like when developers come in, my feel is like that road on Jessup should have sidewalks. It should have lighting. Two reasons I feel, for safety. We have a lot of homeless out there. We have a lot of safety issues. So to me, I would think, but then that goes against the low lighting and certain ways we could prevent bright lights in these people's yards. Like if this gentleman decides to build, he doesn't want this bright light from the sidewalk in his backyard, and either does Mrs. Seibert. So there's a give and take there that you either get your lights and your sidewalks, or you have to stay with none. So I think that she just wanted to express that. And I think that was the only thing that she had, and he has a sewer. And then I'm just going to open it up to the board so they can ask any questions.
It's
my area. Do you have anything you want to say before I go?
I have a concern about not landscaping and the lack of streetlights. Yeah, you're going to put in paving, but what's all going to be around you? They'll eventually have to be required to do all of those things.
and you are asking a waiver not to do those things, so I'm not in favor of it.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. So, up front, I do low out there. I live at 2922 Serene. I have a card. I'm not going to sustain. I'm going to go for this because I feel like our relationship is a good one. They've come out. They've talked to us. A couple of the neighbors have a concern that when we talked about the slope of the house, and I know that you have a meeting with one of the neighbors on Friday, why is that we cannot reduce that slope back? Why are we asking for the waiver? That was the concern, is why do we have to go? Why can't we go back to the minimum? Because the reason why the minimum's there is because of the invading other people's, I wouldn't say view, just cloudiness and cluster and all that stuff. And out there, as you know, we're very, in most of our side, except for down on the other side behind Beth, they got kind of clustered there. We still fight for that open field because it's what we want. Is there any way that you can, I know we already have signature homes and I've seen them. I went and looked them again today to see it. Is there any way, because I noticed on that property, it sits, your casitas sit right on that back wall. So when you're looking at those houses, which we talked and you said, go and look at them, check them out, you're elevated on the back lot. So it doesn't really affect the back lots that you have on the properties you're building now, but it does affect your encroaching on the neighbors Bill and Cyrus Reeves and Mrs. her backyard. So is there any way we can do something with that? Because I know that's the big concern, is that is the slope that is so high. It's just coming out like a point.
Yeah, it is part of that kind of neo-modern architecture that goes with those homes. The other ones are more of a hickory. They meet the 14-foot height. We kind of see that as a bit of a trade-off. We didn't look to do any two-story homes here at all. We could have potentially gone as much as 35-foot in elevation and met code requirements. So we would like the ability to put those casitas in to match the architecture of those homes specifically. But we are intending to meet with them. We have an appointment to meet with Ms. Seibel.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a look at that, and I will tell you, we're going to entertain the idea that a couple of the lots in there, we may restrict ourselves not have that.
Okay.
By the way, when you say that it's on the back wall, it is subject to a 10-foot setback off that rear wall, so there is a little bit of distance there. From the street, if you're looking back in the lot, it looks like it's on the back of the
right.
Lot. It is on the back lot. It's at a 10-foot.
Yeah, I don't know what Henderson did over there. It's a little closer. I went out there, and it's close. But Henderson's totally a different thing.
And for those that are here, this is our property that we're developing currently. I encourage you to go out and see the local.
Okay. I don't have too much else. I mean, it's mostly what you've asked for. I will part out that I think sidewalks on Topaz should be done. The sidewalk, I do. I just think, and like she's saying, eventually that area is going to be fully developed, and most of the people coming out there now are developers, and I feel like it's kind of like we're giving them a free ride not to improve the streets, and I know it's because of the neighbors. We all, if you went around to my neighborhood, they would all say, nope, don't want it. So it's where we are, but I do think that would enhance the neighborhood a little bit than what we have now for curving and flow and water gutter and all that stuff. But that's just my opinion. I'm only one person out there, so.
If I could address that, though, one concern would be if we install sidewalk and that's in the public right of way, we have to install streetlights. It's a public safety issue.
But we can do low, like Lennar worked with us and did very low street lights. Yeah,
that would be subject to the county then giving us a waiver to use a different street light.
Right, and that
but
would
yes,
be.
But generally speaking, you have to meet that. It becomes very bright because you have to meet a certain amount of light.
They did really good on. We worked with Lennar with that, and the neighbors didn't even see it from the other house in their neighborhood. So if maybe drive down there and see if it comes up at whoever shows up, or I don't know who will show up, but if it does come up, that was one of the things is. Like hers and a couple other people, we just think the safety up, it's you can't even walk out there. I mean, I want a neighborhood I can walk in, but.
Yeah,
I have that and the flashing lights. Okay, so if nobody has anything else.
I would like to point out too, I agree that you have to have at least some landscaping. Most of those houses are gonna have desert landscaping. It's like you have just a big heat block right there. Mm-hmm. You have no landscaping around that. So, but I agree with everyone on that.
So, sorry, guess what we would want to see. Alita's not, refresh my memory when we talked, Alita's going to have the same street like Topaz up into the end of the property, and then at the end of the property, it's going to be just paved to a McLeod, correct?
That's correct. I mean, subject to what the Water Reclamation District requires of us for drivable access over top of that sewer line, it'll have to fit within the existing dedicated right-of-way. Okay. Remaining properties be on that property.
Okay, so it would be
the motion.
Yeah, I was just thinking because I think that because like I. It's hard for me because what I see, and it's hard because we put this buffer in landscaping, and then it doesn't become, because there is no HOA out there either. And so I don't know how would that be, who would be responsible for maintaining that 5 foot? If they had to put the Topaz, the 5 foot wide landscaping, who would be responsible for maintaining that? Because they're not going to have an HOA.
We are going to have
an HOA. Oh, you are having an HOA.
The internal street is private.
Okay, so you guys would have to maintain.
We have, yes, the HOA would have to maintain any common areas.
Okay. And so how would that affect the sidewalks when, on one, if we would like to see some kind of buffer on the front edge of Topaz and on Alita, but would that have to go with the sidewalks then? Because that's going to make you give up. Is that part of the reason why you, now, let's take away our area. Let's take away where it's at. If it was any place else, would that 5 foot and the detached sidewalk take away from footage of your lot sizes? Does it intrude into
the
your
sidewalk
footage?
Sidewalk might possibly. Yeah, because we would have to accommodate then the additional landscape, the 32-foot pavement, the additional landscape, and the sidewalks.
So in your honest opinion, with asking for that, you would have to reduce your either homes, or you would reduce, come in for a waiver for a percentage, which you would probably come in, ask for a waiver for a percentage of the cover, right? So you could have the same size house. I mean, I don't want to beat a dead horse when I'm saying that. If I'm going to say to you, I would like landscaping on the two streets with the sidewalks, and then you say, well, okay, then I have to do this, or I have to come back for waivers. I'm trying to just make a motion that...
Yeah, is there a reason that that you haven't had a meeting with the neighbors? Obviously, there's so many concerns about this one issue, and we have one lady and one gentleman here. Did you not have a meeting with the neighbors at all? Did you not want to talk to them? Because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's coming out here that I'm sure the rest of the neighbors would love to hear.
So we have been speaking with several of the neighbors, but there was not a requirement for a neighborhood meeting
okay.
for these applications.
Could you
so
do,
a couple of these
could
things
you do one with them?
Sure.
That would be good.
Yeah.
And answer everybody's questions. Obviously, there's a lot of them. So
yeah,
maybe it would be best if you did that and then reapproach the situation.
I think we could do it before February 18th. Have the time. I just got to find the location, which I think we can do. I think part of the challenge that maybe we've experienced is there's lots of different opinions, and so we had to put something on the table and get responses to it. And it's a lot easier to ask for the waiver, and then if we don't do the waiver, you take it away, then you need to.
So if you get
something
if
in
you get turned down on the waivers, you're going to have to probably do it anyway.
Right, but it's easier to do it that way than it is to come in and never ask for the waivers and then try to do it by condition. So that's the reason why we put it in, just to get feedback. But yes, we can do a neighborhood meeting. Perhaps I could ask the chair, is that neighborhood meeting the typical radius, which means I pull in a lot of Henderson, or is it?
I think I asked for a list of the homeowners you touched with that radius, and when you're talking about half-acre, acre lots, usually goes on the other side of the freeway.
Right.
It doesn't help us out there because they don't,
right.
They care.
Right.
And then we have all the acreage that's on the other side that's open.
Right.
So when I reached out, and people reached out to me, because after they got the cards on Saturday, which was short notice, it was hard because families and events. they were panicking because they really didn't understand all of it. So it was kind of like, that's why I was trying to get all the information for, and a lot of people couldn't come, and so I had a list. And so out in our area, as anybody knows, when you get a neighborhood meeting, you're going to get very strong appeal that when you're coming up for a zone change, but we're past that. That is not where we're at. So the zone change is where we have passion out there. It's like we want to keep it rural. So, but for the other things, I think looking down at Lennar, and I'm trying to think, the neighbors didn't come out in force except for lighting, and the buffer wasn't done on there either. But they did put sidewalks, I think, on the outside properties. If you look at Orlito,
yeah,
I think they have sidewalks, and they have sidewalks down McLeod, I think, on portions of it. So, I mean, a neighborhood meeting, yeah, you could always do it. I mean, I don't know what the turnout would be on that side. So that's up to you guys. I'm just more concerned that the more developers come out there, the less and less you have to do for making it beautified. Right now, I'm working with the roundabouts. I'm going to get with you to see if we can get it. You're out there now, it's part of your home. But I want the roundabouts beautified. I want something done to them. They're ugly. And so now we're getting less and less from our developers out there. They're just coming in, they're building these big homes, and they're not beautifying the area. And that worries me. Because then we're just left, like everybody's saying, with these boxes and dirt. And it just, and I know that that's what's mostly out there on Serene. We don't have any, but they didn't ask us if we wanted sidewalks down Serene. They just came out and said it's a rural area, so they didn't put them. But then they put them around the roundabout and dropped them off. Doesn't make any sense, but who am I? So that would be the only one, and I think I expressed that to you earlier, is that was my only pull right there. I understand everything else about the layouts and stuff and how you're doing it, and I love the houses. I think they're very different than what's out there, but that is my only concern. So, and with having one of my board members actually feel the same way, because she's in a rural area too, and that's weird, because I would think she would be totally like, keep it dirt. And she's in a rural area too, so for her opinion to kind of be there.
It's not always going to be rural.
No, and that's the problem. Thing. It's growing quickly.
And so, I don't know how many lots left. Can I make a motion?
Yeah, you can. I have a quick question, though, and I know it's, I don't know if it's public record. Have you guys, and I don't know if I'm stepping over on the BLM land out there, have you guys looked in for the BLM like we talked about?
Yes.
Are you going to be growing in that direction on a, I know it's not a final, but is that your intent to grow in the BLM area?
Yeah, I can tell you what my intentions are.
Okay. So
so one of the reasons that we wanted to look at the lower number of homes is to create a precedent for the adjacent area, which is BLM. It's this area in here. It's approximately 15 acres. We have nominated that for auction, and our intentions would be to be similar density, but I would say that we may go to slightly more density, more like the RS-10, because it's against the freeway, because we'll have some of that buffering.
Okay.
But that would be RS-10, which is already the land use in on our property.
Right.
Right. But purposely, so that we didn't see a RS-3.3 type of development in the area, is why we went to the.
So now you know why I let that into that. So my concern is, you want to grow over there, mm-hmm. and you're asking for elimination of landscaping, lights, sidewalk. You know how much money you're saving. So then you're going to develop all that, and you're going to come in and ask for the same thing. And I would never support that, because now you've done a full-blown development in my neighborhood and not done any improvements, any landscaping, any roads, any site, and that to me would be unacceptable. Because now you're just not a small developer coming in, you're a big developer. You're taking over the whole site. So I'm gonna let her make the motion, but I just want to make sure that was on, so we knew that that's where your intent was, and I'm okay with that, because we need to build it up. I don't agree on the freeway build. People live next to the freeway all the time. Putting mass density doesn't make it better. So that would be another day.
So you're okay with no curb and gutter, but we want landscape, correct?
I think we need
it. If he gets the flooding study back that shows that's not going to affect the flow, because my main concern was, that was one of the other things. The lot that has the flow goes into Kimmy's property, kind of like Beth explained. I'm worried about how that drainage is going to go, but when you get the study, can I see that when you get the current study?
Sure.
So I can just, and then like I said, my house and Bill's house is the one that you would have to get with, because I have the natural flow that goes between, that leads into that property behind, that joins with your property. So I just want to make sure I'm not going to get the backlash like
sure.
Beth got it really bad. So if we could just, and I can get you with Bill, I'll give you his number so you can contact him however you see fit. And then you could work with the neighbors on that. So long as
sure.
the flooding, they say it's not going to do all that, then I'm good with that.
Yeah,
so
we're doing similarly over here installing some.
Right. So I think it'll be fine. But when they say they know the water and how it's going to go, sometimes that doesn't always work out. So I just want to make sure I'm not getting the back end of it.
Make a motion.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to make a motion to approve the design review. Deny waivers 1A and B, which are the landscaping requirements. Approve item or waiver development standard number 2, 3, and 4. Noting for everyone that a drainage study and compliance is required. That is on item number 6. And approval of the tentative map on item number 7.
Okay, so we've got the motion to deny waiver number 1A and B, approve 2, 3, and 4.
The design review.
And the design review approved on item, and that's it, right?
And
then
item number 6.
On item number 6. And then approve item number 7 with a noting to a current drainage study be done. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
3-1?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. And I know you know where you're at.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys. I think I know them well enough to where they don't want people they'll probably do it. Should I note it in there? That,
sure.
Yeah. Okay, so let's add a condition.
But am I doing the neighborhood meeting just with north of Serene to the freeway?
This is, I'm going to...
Because it's just a voluntary one, so I can choose who I want.
Right, so do that, but I'm guaranteeing that what happens is, because they still have open lots on the other side, that probably won't happen, because we support Henderson more than Henderson supports us when we do the meetings. So I can't say that people around you might not show up, you know, from word of mouth, like Kimmy tells Mary.
Yeah,
and Mary.
Sure.
Yeah.
But
so
if I concentrate the notices on north of Serene,
that would be fine.
Okay.
And then anybody else that wants to say, hey, there's a meeting, come and listen, they can.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I think that would be acceptable. So do I need to make a motion on that one, or
to modify your question.
Yeah, I asked her to modify to add a...
Do we need to take a vote on it, or no?
So we added a condition of a neighborhood meeting prior to the February 18th BCC meeting, if you want to motion, or if you want everyone to approve that addition.
Okay, there's a motion to add to agenda item 6 to have a neighborhood meeting before next commissioner meeting on February, what day was it? 18th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you guys. Have a great night. Number 8 and 9.
Hi.
VS250889 Roadrunner Investment LLC vacant and abandonment easement of interest to Clark County, located between Flamingo Road and Rochelle Avenue and at Chanel 10 Drive and East Avenue, and a portion of the right of way between Rochelle Avenue, located between Chanel 10 Drive and Eastern Avenue, and a portion of right of way being Eastern Avenue, located between Flamingo Road and Rochelle Avenue with Paradise. And I'm going to read number 9 with it. UC250890 Roadrunner Investment LLC use permit for a vehicle wash. Waiver of development standards for the following: modified buffering screening standards, modified resident adjacent standards, and alternate driveways, geometrics, design review for proposed vehicle wash on a 0.97 acre of a CG commercial general zone generally located north of Rochelle Avenue, west of Eastern Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. Ms. Olson. Liz Olson, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, Wow Car Wash. As you mentioned, the site is just under an acre, located on the corner of Rochelle and Eastern. I want to show you the zoning map. It's important for our neighbors here. So we have commercial to the north of us. We have a property here that's zoned for residential, RS5.2, that this is a CCSD telecommunications building. So this is not a residential property here. Same as across the street here, across Eastern, this is a school and a church. I bring that up again because it relates to our neighbors that I will go into. So here's our site plan here. We have our tunnel located on the northern portion of the site, and then our vacuums here further south on the site. And we have a single driveway here to try and, you know, keep additional traffic off of Eastern since it's pretty busy over here. So folks would come in, they would circle around this, circle around this way in the queuing, and then come back out, and then they could either leave or come to the vacuums here. We have detached sidewalks that we're providing on both sides of the street with all of the required landscaping as well. So we have three waivers. The first two relate to the property next door. So because the property is zoned for residential, that residential buffering requirement comes in, which is the 15 feet of landscaping and an 8-foot wall. So we are providing the 15 feet of landscaping here, and we are requesting a waiver for the 8-foot wall. That being said, we have been working with CCSD folks next to us for about the last 2 to 3 days. So their wall is a 6-foot wall, but it's actually built about 5 to 10 feet off of the property line. So the reason we did not add our wall is we didn't want that 5 to 10 foot gap for no man's land, for trash, homeless, whatever that may be. All that to say is I'd like to withdraw waiver number one. We are going to build our 8-foot wall and coordinate with CCSD next door to remove their old wall. So then that way the wall will be built right on the property line. It'll be a new wall, it'll be 8 feet. So we'll take care of all of that issue in the middle there. The second waiver that has to do with the folks next door, again, is we have a couple of parking spaces here. Again, that's just a new waiver. When you have parking adjacent to residential, that again, we're not actually adjacent to a residentially operating property. So staff was comfortable with that waiver. Our last waiver is a departure distance waiver. So we are requesting from the corner of Eastern to our access 147 feet or 190 feet is required. The reason for that is some utilities here, and even if we were to move our driveway all the way over, we still wouldn't need that 190. So Public Works, we met with them. They were comfortable with that because we did meet our throat depth, and we also increased our landscaping here, so there's not going to be any kind of issue from there and coming this way and entering into the property. Just our sink here. Here's our elevation renderings. I'm sure you see the WOWs throughout town, but they're great, great folks. They work with the community, saving water. So if you haven't been to a WOW, I suggest it. And then our last request is simply just for our 5 feet vacation along the right-of-ways to allow for those detached sidewalks. So appreciate staff's recommendation and happy to answer questions.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, open it to the board.
I have a question. This is my neighborhood. There's a wall not very far away. What are you doing for density for these walls? Because I see them going up all over. And I can't believe we have that many dirty cars. But apparently we do. Mine's even left to the car wash.
So we look to see where all the existing car washes are in the area. You know, that has been a question that's come up in all of the jurisdictions lately because these car washes have been coming in. There is no restriction for distance in the county.
No, but for you.
Yes. So great
how
question.
Often, where are you going to, you know, obviously there'll be more of them.
So WOW's closest one, I believe, is up on Desert.
DI,
right?
It's on DI and Sand Hill.
Yeah, so they always look at their site locations based on the traffic flow.
Okay.
So while sometimes you could have, say, our site is here, the closest existing car wash is located here. So if you're coming up and down Eastern, you're going to stop there. You're not going to go over there. You know what I mean?
I just wondered what your philosophy was as a company on where you're placing them, being that they're really quite close. They're within a mile and a half of each other.
Yes.
So that's all I was asking.
Yep, and it's that traffic flow. It's really where people are coming and going to. And great question. Thank you.
Do you have anything?
No.
Do you have anything?
Nope.
Okay.
What's another question?
if there's another
car wash.
If there's no, I'm going to make a motion. I'm going to make a motion to approve with staff conditions, but we're going to eliminate waiver development standards number one, and approve 2, 3, and then the vacate and abandonment. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And you move forward. Thank you. Thanks for sticking it out tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
Agenda item number 3 was held, or is anybody here to present?
And it was here before.
Oh, that's
trail.
It? Oh, it was held.
Trail.
To the end.
To the end.
So now we can decide, because they were here, they were a no-show, we told them to return today.
So do I
get
some
more?
Do we want to hold it, or do they want
to? Can they? Close to the hold.
Okay.
Hang on
even
one second.
No.
Item number 3, they didn't request
a
hold.
No, they didn't. One was the hold.
One was the hold.
That's what I thought, but I didn't want to argue.
No show.
I'm just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you here for
the veterinary?
Is that number?
Yes.
Yes.
For the kennel.
Oh,
this is yours. Yep, this is you.
Sorry. Yes.
Okay, come on up. Let me read it. We're not done. Okay. UC250851 FC Income Property LLC use permit for a proposed kennel in conjunction with an existing commercial center on a 0.38 acre portion of a 2.87 acre site of a CG commercial general zone within an airport overlay and in the Maryland Parkway, generally located north of Flamingo Road, east of Cambridge Street within Paradise. Okay, welcome.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
It's okay. Give us anything you want to present.
Name and address.
So,
first, we need your name and
address. Yeah, name and address.
My name is Cheyenne, and I'm the applicant. This is supposed to be a dog pet place. Address is 1060 East Flamingo Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118, East Flamingo Road and Capra Street. So this is supposed to be like a bed place. No one knows it, or no one is in there now. So I'm trying to go into it, but instead of being a vet, I would like to go as a boarding kennel, daycare, grooming place instead. So that's what I'm coming here for, trying to get a boarding license.
Okay.
Yeah.
Use permit.
Yes.
Okay.
Use permit.
Is that it? You're good? I'm just going to open it up to them. We'll come back to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public. On this one, I have an issue because I'm a dog lover. And I saw the property and I went over there when you didn't. I went last time. Where are you on the where are you expected to take them out? Because you only can have them in the kennel for so long. You only can, they have to have open space. Where is your open space? And especially, you're not just a vet. You're going to be a holding center, like daycare.
Yeah, so the open space is supposed to be right over there, this little square.
And where is that? In the parking lot? Show me, go back on the map. On the over, yeah, show me on the map where that's going to be.
It's very small.
It's okay.
It's supposed to be right over here. So it's actually enclosed. They made it enclosed there, and okay. There's grass there.
Okay, and then that has a door going into the facility.
Yeah, out of there, yes.
And how big is that space?
Would
you say 10 by 10, 15 by 15?
It's pretty bad. I think it's a little, like, half big here as here, like half the size of here.
Okay. And how many dogs do you want to, how many are you, is it an overnight stay or just a kennel for daycare?
It's going to be overnight and daycare.
And how many?
We were planning, so there is already a kennel set up. So there's kennels here, there's kennels in this room, and then also I believe there's these rooms as well. So I guess that's how many we are taking in initially. I'm not sure if we're going to be taking more, but that's it for now. So whatever we have the kennel space rooms here, that's what we're going to be taking out of us.
So in each one of those kennels, you're going to have, for now, one dog. Are you going to put another dog in there with them? Are they going to have their own?
No. So if it depends on like the owner. If she has two dogs, they will be paired together unless the owner wants us to separate them for some reason. But we wouldn't be doing that. Yet.
What goes on in the area where you're going to have the outside? The area that you said you said was going to be the outside area for the dog. Yes.
So they will be going there. But I was gonna say, in addition to that, there's like a park 5 minutes away from there, so we'll be taking them to the park as well.
So you'll be taking somebody else's pets out of the area to the park.
Yes.
I have a question. There's what? There's 8 or 10 kennels there and a few around there. How are you going to make enough money with 8 or 10 dogs?
So we're also doing daycare, and then beside there is a grooming. So at this moment, we are doing boarding, daycare, and grooming at another site. So here as well, we'll be doing that too, boarding, daycare, and grooming. So we'll be taking grooming clients as well.
Okay. It just doesn't seem like there's enough area or many dogs, unless you're going to put in more kennels and stuff.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So initially, we'll be picking as much as this, and then probably we'll be getting more kennels into the other rooms too, because we do have a lot of other different kinds of small rooms as well.
So when they go to that outdoor area, is there like playtime or anything? Is there anybody with them, or we just turn them loose?
No, someone's going to be with them. So this is me and my family, so it's a family business. So we're all going to be pitching into this, and there's going to be always someone there watching them and, making sure they're okay.
So we're all the dog owners. We have to remember she's just here for a use permit. And
I understand.
She meets those requirements. That's all we can vote on.
Right, and my only thing is the outside, when you're talking about it, it's not a vet. So, I mean, like vets, they have surgery and they have little areas that they have to walk in and they come and get them. I call them parents because I feel like a parent to my dog. But I'm worried that when you say kennel, people's kennel permit is like when you're talking about housing them for days, and then you were just talking about walking to that park, and that's your choice. But I just can't see this being a kennel for overnight stays and that kind of source. I mean, maybe a vet, maybe a groomer where they drop them off and they come pick them up. But like just...
Well, that's why I'm asking the questions, because yes, it is a use permit, so is it appropriate for what she wants to
but
do?
But it used to be a vet, and the vet, you had those kennels there because they took people overnight or kept them on vacation. Yeah. That's what vets do. They take in.
They house them.
I understand what vets do. I have animals myself.
I understand that, but I just think we're getting going down a rabbit hole when all we can vote on is a use permit.
You were saying you have a license at another facility.
Yes.
Does that have kenneling? Does that have the same opportunity as this location you used it for that?
We do, yes. We do grooming, we do daycare, we do boarding.
You do it all over there?
Yes.
Okay. I personally do not feel like this location is good for a kennel, but the outside area, the only thing that just concerns me is where the dogs are going to go when they're there. So, but if you're running one in another facility and you have experience, that makes me feel a little better. I just personally think the location, even though it was a vet and it did grooming and they did housing overnight, how many days are you saying that they can leave in your kennels? How long do you allow them to stay? Is there any?
I mean, they're going to go out. They're not going to.
No. Like your guest. So let's call them the guest. How long, if you have a use permit for using it as a proposed kennel in conjunction with an existing commercial center, how long is their stay able? Like, can they stay a week in that facility?
They stay a weekend. Yeah. I have customers, I think, for over a month. Okay. So, yeah.
Does anybody else want to make a motion on this one?
Nope.
Oh. We're going to be split on this, I see. Okay. I personally am going to make a motion, and I don't feel like the location is good for this type of use permit for a kennel, for an overnight stay long term. I just think that the area that you're saying that they're going to put out into is not for how many you want to have. So I guess I'm not an expert at it, so I hate to say no, but I feel like the location is kind of risky. And that's just my opinion, but I don't...
Let's do a motion.
I know. Who else wants to make it? Okay. I'm going to make a motion that I deny the use permit. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Okay. You're 2-2. So you're going to go...
Wait, well, you can't... Motion.
Yeah, the motion failed.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what happens now?
So I think either way it's going to be... The approval is going to be 2-2. So the motion is failed. So there's no recommendation of who's going to next.
Okay. You're still moving forward. You're moving forward.
Yeah.
We just couldn't come to... Yeah. She's just letting us know.
You're okay. All right. Next time I'll be gone.
You're okay.
Okay, general business. Do we have any general business?
No general business.
You lost 12
Good. Oh, that's right, first Tuesday. So, there will be a first Tuesday here, but it's for Southeast Area Command, and the topic of discussion is going to be homelessness in Bay. So, that is going to be on Tuesday at 6 p.m.
5:30
Okay. Here? Yes. Okay. Yeah. Southeast Area Command, not South Central.
Okay.
Ma'am?
Tuesday.
Just coming Tuesday.
Okay. Moving on to the comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public for about matters relevant to the board council jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step forward and speak at the podium. State your name, address for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of presentations, this will be done by the chairperson or board council by majority vote. Was there anybody that would like to speak on the open forum? Seeing no one, we're closing that. Next meeting is date for February 10th, 2026. Can
move
I get
to adjourn.
And the motion on the floor to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? And we're done.
Thank you.